Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of kilayim of trees, mixing different types of trees. This is Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet 174 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Torah tells us that we're not allowed to mix certain things. As an example, the Torah says in Vayikra Yud Tes 19:19, Lo Sodcha Lo Sizra Kilayim, your field, you may not mix up the different seeds as well. Just worthwhile understanding, the Sefer HaChinuch explains that the reason for this is that Hashem has certain systems in this world and He doesn't want us to mix those systems. So we see a number of these cases where the, let's say, basar b'chalav, milk and meat are not to be mixed. We're going to see other things later on about mixing, crossbreeding animals, about wearing wool and linen together. These are all fit into the same category, which is where Hashem says He does not want us to mix up some of the natural order that He created in this world. Obviously, this has ramifications for thinking about getting involved in GMO, getting involved in all kinds of genetic therapies. These discussions are related to this particular topic in general. But specifically right now, just to focus on the mitzvah itself, so we're going to be focusing on what's called kilaya ilan, which is mixing fruit trees. So what does it mean? So most simply put, it means that that they're planting seeds of different species together, but Chazal understood this to include grafting trees as well. What forms of grafting are prohibited under this prohibition? So it's prohibited to graft a branch from one species onto a different species. So one takes off a branch of an apple tree and one grafts it onto a citron tree so that it carries on growing. It's going to create hybrid fruits. That is not allowed. Is it permitted to graft different varieties from the same species? So for instance, a cultivated apple onto a wild apple tree? The answer is no, they're considered different species and therefore grafting them would be prohibited. May one ask a non-Jew to graft diverse trees together? The answer is no. A Jew may not ask a non-Jew to prohibit to perform for grafting on his behalf. This is, well, on the one hand, because of the prohibition of Amir al-Akum, asking a non-Jew to do things which are not allowed for us as well. But interestingly enough as well, this is also something which is not allowed for non-Jews to mix as well. Is it permitted to maintain or to keep a tree that was grafted from a diverse species? And the answer is no. So if one has such a tree, one may not keep it in one's yard or not keep it in one's possession. May one eat the fruit that grows on such a tree? And the answer is yes. One may eat the grafted fruit as well. And this becomes something very, very common today where there are grafted trees. And when the products one gets in a produce stand, many of them are grafted. In that case, one is allowed to eat them. May one replant a branch taken from a grafted tree? So let's say it is a apple citron tree. May I take a branch of the apple citron tree, which I don't own and it wasn't mine, may I replant it? The answer is yes. One may plant it elsewhere as well. Now, we move to our second concept, and that is other types of agricultural kilayim. Are there other types of kilayim when it comes to fields? The answer is yes. When the Torah tells us, Sod Chol HaSizra Kilayim, your field you may not plant diversely, it refers to two types. One is called Kilay HaIlan, which is the one we just discussed. Those are different crossbreeding, different types of trees. And Kilay Zeraim, which is crossbreeding different types of grains. Those are included in this prohibition. But elsewhere, like in Devarim Perk Chof Beis, the Torah says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to plant your vineyard in mixed species as well, and that is a separate Yisrael, a separate prohibition about Kilei HaKerem. Are there differences between them? The answer is yes. So one aspect is diaspora application. So Kilei HaKerem applies in Israel and the diaspora. Kilei HaIlan, the mixing of the trees, applies in Israel and the diaspora. Like Kilei Zeraim about different grains only applies in Israel, Kilei HaKerem applies in the diaspora but only on a rabbinic level. Another difference is benefit. Kilei HaIlan and Kilei Zeraim, when it comes to mixing species of trees and grain, one may not do so, but one may benefit from the byproduct. When it comes to Kilei HaKerem, mixing, let's say, vegetable seeds and grape seeds, or grain seeds and grape seeds, one may not even derive benefit from such products as well. Is there a difference between the bar of Isser of Kilei HaKerem in Israel and outside of Israel? The answer is yes. In Israel, One may not plant one vegetable seed or grain seed with a grape seed. That would already infringe this prohibition. But in the diaspora, one may not plant two types of grain or two types of vegetable with grape seeds. So the bar is higher to transgress this as well. These are things that one has to be careful about, especially even in one's pottering one's own backyard, not mixing different grains up as well. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful